Breakfast with Martin Pester.
My guest on the show this morning has got a show running in Sandton at the moment. If you want to go and check him out until the 3rd of November at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. The show's called Funny You Should Say That. It's Stuart Taylor. Very topical show at the moment. I believe that you also turned 40 recently. Happy birthday, Stuart. Welcome.
I did. Yes.
How was that for you?
It was very nice. Listen, it's quite a mind shift, I think, when you turn 40. You just lose your tolerance for lactose. That's the first thing you lose your tolerance for. I can't enjoy a milkshake quite as much as I could.
That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. Your metabolism slows down dramatically, and suddenly every donut you eat, you can feel a week later. But more than that, I lost my tolerance for not saying what's on my mind. That's what I lost my tolerance for.
That's a dangerous thing, though.
I suppose if you're a naturally offensive person and you're thinking things you shouldn't, it might be a dangerous thing. But I reckon I give thought to what's in my mind. I try and self-censor a little bit.
I'm glad you're in this morning, because this has been a topic that we touched on and off for a while now. Is the world being oversensitive? Or is it time that people start watching what they say and what they do? And where's the balance?
I think it's exactly in the middle. People who say the most offensive things are often the ones who are first to be offended. that's the reality.
Oh, I like that. You get the extreme on this side, you get the extreme on that side, okay?
Yes.
And often they're the loudest.
Yes.
In the middle, you have a reasonable bunch of people.
A civil conversation.
You've got a Martin, you've got a Stuart.
Yeah, we can have civil conversations.
We can.
And I talk about that in the show. I talk about many contentious issues that we face in this country. And I say the problem is that on one side, people are shouting. And on the other side, people are just got the fingers in the ears, not listening. And no one is in the middle having the conversation.
Oh, I like that.
Or the people catch on, they find a buzzword and they hold on to that and they shout that out as though it's fact and without actually interrogating what they've just said. That's the problem. People do not think before they speak. And the beauty of being a comedian, I believe, is that comedians can't to popular belief, actually do spend a lot of time thinking. We do interrogate what our thoughts are, because what's in your mind will come out of your mouth. In that moment when you are just riffing, man, if you are sexist, racist, any kind of bigot, it's going to come out. So what you got to do is you got to hold that mirror up against yourself and go, what do I feel about this? Should I feel that? And interrogate it.
The one great thing that is happening now is that people are kept honest. In other words, that mirror that you're talking about.
Yes.
More and more now we find where people have to kind of think about it. You know, if I'm telling you that it's offensive and it's justified, then just don't. You know what I'm saying? And as jy dit gaan doen, dan gaan jy mos nou vir nonsens soek. But the other side is also obviously also true. Waar mense 'n bietjie gaan soek vir 'n offense. My problem is I'm not easily offended. But then again, maybe I've had a good life.
There you go.
So I am willing to step back for you to tell me about your life and maybe how you feel about things. Listen as well as talk.
Yes,
that's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's a balancing act, man. Life is a balancing act. You really can't be shouting opinions constantly and not listening to any.
That's the thing. It's like therapy for me right now. Stuart, thanks for sharing this with me. And this show is really the kind of show that South Africans, to me, it sounds like South Africans should be watching the show.
They absolutely should. Listen,
should they be tweeting about it?
Should they be tweeting about it? As long as they're tweeting good things. As long as they're tweeting, you got a standing ovation.
Yes, it doesn't work like that. Okay, that's more Facebook, I think.
Facebook is a very positive thing. Facebook will tell you Stuart got a standing ovation. Instagram will take a photo of the standing ovation I've got.
Yes.
And on Twitter, they will say, you know, people stood up in front of me. I couldn't see him anymore. Sums up those three apps.
Yeah, but they're like, well, Stuart Taylor got the standing ovation at the expense.
At the expense of my view.
I love that. Al die lekkers hier saam praat, ek waardeer het. 084-850-0942, wat sê jy?
Morgen Martin en Span, Jaco hierso. Kijk, in vandagse lewe, die Engelse het een baie goeie gezegde rakende dit. Wat sê, in today's life, you can't say anything to anyone anymore because we're raising a bunch of overly sensitive sissies. En dit is nou maar ongelukkig so. As jy ding sê soos wat jy het wil sê, dan maak jy maar een paar mensie se haartjies lyk het my seer deesdae.
Hi guys, it's Llewellyn. I live my life by Dr. Seuss, and I say what I feel because those that matter don't mind, and those that mind don't matter. So, it's plain, it's simple, and it's worked so far.
Yeah, you know what, Stewart on the show this morning. He's got a show running at in Sandton. Well worth seeing. It's called Funny You Say That. Running until the 3rd of November. And we were just talking on air about, you know, how people on the extremes are often the loudest. And then in the middle, you know, there are a bunch of people who are reasonable, right?
And you don't let that sort of dictate your entire life. You realize that it's the yin and the yang, that sometimes you sit on the one side, sometimes you sit on the other. Chris Rock had a great bit of material once where they were asking him if he's conservative or if he's liberal. And he was like, how can you label yourself as conservative or label yourself as liberal?
Forever.
I'm liberal in some instances and I'm conservative with others.
Yes.
I've got kids and so around that. I've got some very conservative things. But yo, I'm a guy that loves to travel and have good times and I have very liberal sensibilities when it comes to some of those things.
You know what? I love that.
Life
I love
that.
Thank
balance.
You, Chris Rock. And that is something, as you know, Martinez Johannes Bester has done a Jeanette Yinding. Really, though?
No.
I don't know so much. Sometimes I agree with the most conservative of people. Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I swear to you. And sometimes I even agree with the people that are the most radical on the other side.
Yeah.
Isn't it normal?
It's very normal. It's also why you can make the question then becomes about politics. And this is why a lot of, I believe, the vast majority of South Africans sit in a place where you go, heesh. You're often voting for the lesser of two evils, or you're voting strategically. But there are very few people who go, yeah, that embodies, because too often the loudest voices are, as you say, the extreme voices.
Yeah.
Everyone is extreme in so many places. But you're like, guys, just we need some moderation. We need to just live in a space of just moderation.
And it's almost like the world has got a gun to your head.
Mm-hmm.
And it says to you, you must choose an extreme.
Mm.
You either weigh that or you weigh this.
Yes.
That's what it feels like to me. And that's what echoes in Twitter, Facebook
mm-hmm.
often.
Yep.
It's like you feel you have to choose. And once you've chosen, then you can't be reasonable. But now she had that answer. It's like,
no,
I love this. You got to go.
That's what we do with the show to a certain extent.
That.
It's called Funny You Should Say That, because I want to say the things I want to say. And where's the line of offensiveness, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, it is about think before you speak. It's about just, I want to make you laugh, because that's a big part of what is missing in society. We don't have enough fun. There's so many thieves of our joy out there in terms of many, many things.
That's a true story.
And a lot of those things are in our heads. Comparison, that's one of my favorite quotes. Comparison is the thief of joy. And we all sit in that space where you just go, but he's got that, or she's got that, or she looks like that. And No.
I call it
your own path.
It's a South African sickness. I call it what about.
There we go. But what about that one?
But what about? The show is on right now. It is at Theatre on the Square, Sandton.
Yes.
I think it's perfectly placed right
it
here
is.
In Gauteng.
Can I just say, I have never played at the Theatre on the Square. I've often played in many, many dodgy theatres across Joburg. And whenever I play, I love the venue to bits, but when I play at the Market Theatre, I was, guys, thank you for coming out on a Tuesday night. Hey, thanks for coming out on a Wednesday night. Like, really? And then my first day over here in Sandton, I was like, thanks for coming out. Wait.
Hey,
it's a pleasure coming to Sandton. You got safe parking. The traffic was great.
You got to
so
see
it's a
the
great
show.
Place to come out and watch a show.
It's a legendary theatre. It is on until the 3rd of November. Go and see it tonight.
Tonight and this weekend. I've got a double on Saturday. We do a 6 o'clock show. And 8:15, the rest of them all at 8:15.
So there you go. The show is called Funny You Should Say That. Funny You Should Say That. Oh boy. Jay, thanks for popping in and getting us talking this morning.
Thanks. Yes.
Do you agree with what Stuart Taylor is saying this morning and what we're saying about the world, South Africans, the God before your mouth, maybe being a bit oversensitive? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? 084-850-0942. Thanks for getting us thinking and talking this morning, Steve.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Jullie het verseker die lekkerste show ooit op radio.